As the chaotic debate over immigration policy continues, there's a scene of calm and celebration every Thursday at the U.S. Homeland Security Building in Southwest Charlotte. That's where about 75 residents complete their journey to this country. They become U.S. citizens.
Welcome. What a wonderful day.
It starts with a roll call.
Colombia, Costa Rica, Ecuador.
38 nations are represented today. Each person stands up when their homeland is named. When all nations are called and everyone is standing, it's showtime.
And I'm going to ask each of you to raise your right hand and repeat after me, please. I hereby declare on oath, that I absolutely and entirely.
The oath of allegiance to become a citizen includes a pledge to support and defend the Constitution and renounce allegiances to any other nations, and a pledge to bear arms on behalf of the U.S. if called to do so. It takes about 2 minutes to get through.
Congratulations, you are America's new citizen.
One of those clutching his new certificate of citizenship along with a tiny American flag afterward is Eric Rabuhihi. He moved to the U.S. from Rwanda more than a decade ago.
Wow, this has been a long, long journey. This was very special for me because this country, what it stands for, you know, it's a land of opportunity. If you want to become who you want to become in this country, it's possible. Very, very happy to be a United States citizen.
So is South African-born Carol Kurtzman.
Life is very, very hard where I come from. Crime is bad. And coming here to a free country, I just want to cry.
It's okay. It's
okay. It's a wonderful thing that I'm here. Yes, because it means getting away from all the poverty and stuff like that and having a better chance here.
The immigration debate, big news topic right now. Especially with what's going on at the U.S.-Mexico border. Do you have any thoughts on what's going on right now in this country?
Well, I don't like to put someone down or anything like that, but I do think it's a little bit unfair with how they've taken the children away from their families. And I think that's kind of sad. That's not right.
While the immigration debate hangs in the air, it's shoved aside for right now as the newly minted citizens turn their thoughts to their own future and new rights. Like several others, Kurtzman grabs a voter registration form before leaving.
It just thrills me to be a part of this, to be able to speak to new citizens and try to encourage them to be involved in this government, in this country.
That's Lee Holston, the director of the Charlotte Office of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. He was the one leading the Oath of Allegiance earlier. Holston estimates he's administered it to groups like this more than 700 times.
I try to make it meaningful for them so that it's not just a bunch of words.
Rather, it's an ethic he hopes they'll keep in mind as they begin their new lives as U.S. citizens.